Welcome to This Seems Funny with Amy Borgelt
and Natalie Santini.
Two friends talking about modern makes and what's going on in our lives this week.
As well as things we like and our unadulterated opinions.
Ah, and things we don't like.
And we would love to hear from you, so please write us at...
thisseemsfunny@gmail.com.
There we go.
Seems spelled S-E-A-M-S.
That's important to know.
Right. Because, you know, we like to sew and make.
Beep.
Nope. It's seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com. Seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com.
Beep.
And guess what? Welcome to I Wrote It on the Top of My Piece of Paper.
Yay.
Episode number 28.
Oh, that's such an accomplishment.
I know.
It's yay.
7 times 4. 2 times 14. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 28 weeks, basically. You know?
Yeah, like, that's a long time.
That is a long time. Most people give up.
Not us.
Not us. Not ever. Never.
Never.
So I'm tremendously hot right now. And I love complaining about the weather. It makes me feel very British.
Yeah, but it's not rain.
I know, right? It's this dumb heat, but it's okay. In my house, it's pretty good. I did the old mom trick where you get up real early, shut all the windows, close all the blinds, keep the cool air in this old house, you know?
Yeah.
It's worked quite well, I must say.
When I'd think the basement would be nice and cool.
Oh, for sure. I just don't go down there because when I go down there, I never want to leave.
Oh, yeah. And then you come back upstairs and it feels like an inferno when it wouldn't have if you would have just stayed upstairs.
Exactly that. That's it.
I hear you. Well, my air conditioner is fixed. Thank goodness.
Oh, that's good news. I'll move in tomorrow.
I know. Welcome. Please join me.
Welcome to This Seems Funny podcast.
There's no this.
Episode 28. Natalie still doesn't have it together. It is... Yeah. Seems Funny podcast. We're glad you're here. Thanks for showing up.
Yeah. Does anyone else know the name?
Right.
Does know this. It just seems like this seems funny.
Yeah. I mean, I think we always seem funny.
To ourselves.
Probably only to ourselves.
Maybe.
But you know what? Who cares? This is our party and we can do what we want.
I know. I'm glad other people have joined the party, though.
It is super fun.
It's more fun. Yeah.
More the merrier, as they say. Did your mom say that a lot when you were a kid?
Yeah. And it usually applied to including people that you didn't necessarily want to include.
Right.
Come on. The more the merrier.
Exactly. So you're like ugh, mom.
Fine. I'll invite every kid in my class to my birthday.
Uh-huh. You know, that's the rule now. It wasn't a rule when I was in elementary.
Oh, really? Oh, you mean like if you bring invitations to school, it has to be for everybody?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that. Otherwise, can you imagine? There's every week there's invitations rolling around and one or three or seven kids never get one. That stinks.
Yeah. It's horrible. Well, it makes the heart hurt.
Yeah. Just pass the invitations out somewhere else. Don't do it at school. Jeez.
Right. What is that called? Etiquette or couth? It's so uncouth to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you don't want to invite everybody, then don't send the invitation out in front of everybody. It's stupid.
I wish we had that rule for adults sometimes.
Yeah. But I just usually RSVP, nope.
Yeah. I was going to say, I know why I'm not invited. When you say no for 7 years,
you stop getting invitations.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Oh, well.
It's easier. You don't have to reply then.
Well, and I don't have to figure out an outfit. I don't have to worry about my calendar as much, you know, that kind
of thing. You don't have to make a hot dish.
Oh, a dish to pass the pressure.
Right.
Ugh.
Oh,
what's your go-to dish to pass if you must?
I really like if it's like a cookout or something. So you know how everybody's potato salad that they make is never as good, or everybody else's is never as good as yours?
Okay.
I feel like everybody likes their own potato salad recipe. And so if I ever go somewhere and have potato salad, I usually don't like it. But except mine. Okay. Everybody likes mine. No, because I make a potato salad recipe that's, you know, Bobby Flay.
Does he have blonde hair?
No, he has red hair.
No, I guess I don't know him.
He's an Iron Chef. He is pretty famous in the chefy chef world.
Uh-huh.
And he does like Mexican style or like
okay,
Mexi kind of cooking. Anyways, he has a potato salad recipe that's amazing, and it has like Tex-Mex kind of or like Mexican flair to it. So it's like chipotle and adobo and jalapenos and they're red potatoes. Anyways, it's really good, and I've made that for a bunch of things, and people usually do then say, oh, can I have the recipe? So
wow, that's your five stars for Amy. Hey, can I just tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
Did you know that we can do whatever we want and take our time talking? You don't ever have to be in a hurry when you're telling me about your potato salad.
Did you feel? I felt a little rushed because I was talking too much.
No, you always feel that way. And me, I'm like ears perked at full attention. I want to hear it all. Don't rush yourself because it's always gold.
Especially Hello? When it's potato salad.
Right. Yeah. It kind of did a little robot blurb there. Did you hear that?
Yes. I got an alert. It's called a weather alert on my phone that said, what's that called? Lightning detected within like a couple miles of your house. I didn't see any lightning, but I think it was lightning.
Oh, that's really weird.
Because we are supposed to get storms tonight.
Oh, we are?
And we are indeed.
I didn't know. See, I was going to say weather alerts. That's what they're called. When you said that, I was going to say, I don't get those.
I think everybody on here knows that you don't.
You know what? I like my peaceful bliss-dom until the tornado shows up.
Until I text you and go, do you know there's tornado warnings?
Get in your basement.
Go cut your flowers down.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm looking on my radar thing. And yeah, I see that there was a lightning bolt near me, but.
How odd. It just says like lightning bolt near you.
There's like a little lightning bolt emoji looking guy that's on the map, kind of like in the community over from us. And I can see that there's a storm north of us, and I believe it's moving north, northeast.
So then it's not going to hit me.
Well, babe, it's coming right for you.
But I'm south of you.
Yeah, but the whole entire storm is southwest of both of us right now.
Oh, snap.
And it's marching towards us.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
Let's not put up our air balloon.
Yeah, and let's also not go play golf.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Do people do that?
And then the golf club is like a
lightning rod.
Yeah, it is.
Yikes. You know what I never understood? Why is it that you're not supposed to be under a tree in a thunderstorm? Is it because the lightning could hit the tree?
Right.
And break a branch and kill you?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
probably. So you did understand it. You said you didn't, but you did.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense to me because.
Well, you'd think you'd want to be under the tree to cut the raindrops.
Well, that, and also, if the lightning hits the tree, then it's not hitting me, right?
Well, it'd probably catch you on fire still by process of elimination.
Oh, my gosh. Not this instant inferno again. What was that called? Spontaneous combustion? Yes.
Shoot, I'm going to have to name this spontaneous combustion part
it's
two.
It's showing up again.
That's how we do it. Dang it. That song has been rattling around in my brain. And I even sent you that meme or whatever. It was a reel with that. This is how we do it.
I swear, if we had to pay him rights, he would be a gajillionaire by now.
Well, didn't it come up? Who sings that?
Montel Williams.
No.
What?
It is Montel, but it's Montel. Blah, 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 blah.
Jordan.
Montel Jordan. Because this is a repeat of. We've already said that this and we're like, wait, Montel Williams? No.
Why? Montel it just Jordan. Sounds right. Why does Montel Williams sound so right?
Because I don't know anybody else named Montel. Do you?
No, I don't. It's
and
very
I don't know
unique.
Any other celebrities or anything with that name. And so, yeah. That's
it's super unique.
Well, anywho, that's why. And I love that song. And maybe we'll have to make a reel with it this week. When I say we, it's you, because I don't know how to make reels.
Well, I barely do. And like I showed you before, I usually do them in an app and then cross it over. Because like, I don't know, doing that technological stuff is hard.
Technological?
Yeah.
Technological. Technological.
I knew it didn't sound quite right.
I knew exactly what you meant. But I am writing it down. I wrote down that we were going to talk about. Oh, I did. This is how we do it, Montel.
I literally wrote,
this is how we do it, Montel Jordan. And underneath of it, I literally wrote, not Williams.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I can cross that off.
Off the list. Off the convo list.
And you know, go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt you. Please talk.
I want to hear what you have to say. Who else? Who else wants to hear what Natalie has to say instead of Amy?
Nobody raises their hands. It's just crickets.
Stop.
Huge.
Spill it. I know you forgot now, but just tell me anyway.
I totally have forgotten, but I have another thing. I wanted to tell you today my doorbell rang and I was like, ugh. Because, of course, I have a scrunchie in the middle of my head holding my bangs and side hair up off my face. You know, no yeah. makeup. Don't even have my eyebrows put on. Tank top. You know, like, I hate that look on me. I just look like a baggy hobo, whatever. No,
you look so cute, I bet.
Oh, Lord. No, I don't. Anyways, I go out there and it's my mailman. So I was like, whew. Because he doesn't care, you know.
He's like, I've seen it a million times.
Yep. He's like, hot mess as usual, whatever. Well, he hands me this big old package from Bulgaria, dude.
What did you order from there?
Okay.
Afghan?
No. Even better.
Is it merch?
No, but that would have been really good. Darn it.
Wait, not seems funny merch. Is it shop? Is it merchandise for your shop or did you buy something?
I bought a personal selfish gift for myself that I have looked at repeatedly online for 10 years.
What is it?
It is a painting by Ivalo Nikolov. I don't know that name. It's another unique name. Ivalo Nikolov, artist extraordinaire from Bulgaria, and it's like a landscape oil painting of these rough rocks with water and kind of grassy hillside. It looks just like the coast of Cornwall, where my family, you know, half my family came from and is buried there.
Oh,
yeah. And I found, this is like years and years ago, but I found our family name in the rectory and tombstones out in the grave with my grandmother's maiden name, Rogers. And I just felt a really like spiritual out of body connection with that place.
Wow.
And this looks exactly like it. And I told him, I said, this reminds me of blah, 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 Truro, Cornwall. And he comes back and he's like, oh, I'm glad you love it, Natalie. It is actually blah, blah, blah in Bulgaria. And I'm like, same div. I don't care. Like,
didn't you know? Hear that part.
Right. I'm like, don't tell me that. But it's just beautiful. And it arrived. And I can't believe I bought it because it's like frivolous money. You know, I don't need that to live. You know what I mean?
Put it somewhere where you can look at it all the time.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking is I have this routine lately of going to bed earlier because somebody told me I need rest.
Someone real smart.
I know. She's so smart. And
it's me.
In case they didn't know. So I think I might put it in my bedroom because I don't have any distractions in there. And I thought I can look at that and then read my book and then glance up and give it a little smile, then read my book some more and then glance up again.
You should. I want to see it. Can you send, well, I'll see it someday, but can you send me a photo?
Oh, I will. And I'll put it on the old Instagram feed.
Good idea.
This artist is on Etsy. I should add that. He has lots of paintings on there. And they're all so beautiful.
And they're all not Bulgaria.
Right. They're wherever you want them to be.
Right. Where do you think it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dying to see it. That's exciting.
Yeah. So I was super happy. And then as an added bonus, he's like, did you dye your hair silver? Because I love it. I'm like, you get a winning lottery ticket if I ever win one.
That's interesting. Did he re-FaceTiming him?
No.
How did he see your hair?
Because he saw me. Oh, he rang the doorbell and I had to sign for it. Oh, I didn't say that.
Flippity flap. I thought you meant the artist.
Oh, no.
Not your dang mailman. I thought you meant the painter.
Oh, no. I wish it would have been the painter.
I was like, did you FaceTime him?
I should have. No. Yeah, my mailman. He's so completely nice, but he has the most random things to say to me sometimes, so it's always interesting. And when he came out with that on my one of my most ugly days, I was like, I love you.
That's you're like, no, I've just been coloring it for a long time. This is my natural gray. Right. It doesn't look gray though. It totally does look like a beautiful silver. I do like it.
Well, thanks.
It tempts me to want to do something like that, but
yeah,
I'm too much of a baby.
No, you're not.
I kind of am. I have had my hair colored a bajillion colors, but they're all, like shades of natural hair color versus like pink or, sure, you know,
yeah,
silver or.
Well, it's on brand for you.
Yeah.
You know?
In fact, my sister-in-laws were actually joking with me. This was really funny. Over text last week.
Uh-huh.
Because one of them found a photo of us from like 25 years ago and was like, you know, oh my gosh, look how young we all were. And bonus points for any of you who can remember where this was.
Uh-huh.
And it was us at some mall or something, but my hair was so blonde, like bleached out. So blonde. I'll have to forward it to you. Maybe I'll post on Instagram, but
fun.
And my other sister-in-law is like, you've had your hair every color in the world. And which I have, but again, all like natural hair colors, just not my hair color. So
I love it. It's one of the funnest things to change.
I should just do it.
Go for it. Jump off that high dive.
I should. Speaking of my sister-in-laws, my sister-in-law, Julie, who listens each week and always sends me a thing and is like, love this week's episode. She was like, how do you not know this? It's Alice. Remember when we were talking about Mel's diner?
As soon as I saw that, it totally clicked. I was like, of course it is.
I remember the Instagram post. I was like, I have to get their pictures. Yeah. So I did put it on Instagram, but what the heck? Of course it's Alice.
Yeah.
Wasn't everybody there a spin-off knows it's Alice. Afterwards of Mel's Diner called Alice that was just about her?
Now that I don't know.
I don't know, but of course it was Alice. So, and somebody else posted or whatever, commented.
Yeah.
Vera. Remember the other one, Vera?
Oh yeah, of course.
So yeah, it's all totally clear now.
You know, now that we're talking about retro TV, I this week for some reason can't get the MASH theme song out of my head.
Great, now it's going to be in my head.
Well,
but at least it won't be Montel Williams or Montel Jordan.
Jordan. Yes. Oh my god.
That's funny. Yeah, wasn't there something else that we were going to talk about show-wise? Well, you started watching Outer Range.
Yes, I did. Very good. Love the Bronson brother, whatever his name is. Again, I forgot. Love him. Very good, very mysterious. Mm-hmm. Want to slap the hippie chick upside her head. I don't like her at all.
Well,
I know.
Just keep with it.
Okay. And then that's really good. And then Ruby and I are just plowing through Stranger Things. It is so good. I just totally understand now why people were talking about this constantly.
It is really good.
Everything feels like home. You know, everything feels like home, like the phones on the wall, that certain shape, and the packaging. That's what I really noticed. The packaging, the branding, it all feels like home. I guess that's what nostalgia is.
Yep. It's exactly what nostalgia is.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good show. Yeah.
Yep. So that's real good. And then what is it called? Not Doctor Who. That guy plays another Marvel person. That movie's out this week. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
Cumberbatch.
I always call him Cumberbun.
Of course.
That movie is in theaters this week. We're not sponsored, but I'm supposed to go, so I'll report back.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, the dinosaur movie, which, whatever. I hate dinosaurs.
I went to see that. Did I talk about that yet?
I feel like we did. Do we have to listen to it again?
No, we don't. No.
I'm just kidding. I hate dinosaurs so much.
Well, I love those jump scare movies. My kids think it's just hilarious to watch them with me because I actually jump and scream. I don't even know it's going to happen myself, so I can't even stop it. But on this latest, what would you call that? Incursion? This latest
movie?
Movie. There wasn't a whole lot of jump scare. And honestly, they did not give the fly. What's his name? That actor. Oh my gosh, I love him. And I cannot. What is happening to me? This actor who plays the fly, who also is in Jurassic Park movies. I love him to death. Jeff Goldblum. Goldsworthy.
Oh, I know who you mean. But yeah. I didn't know he was a fly. Okay.
He only has about 12 minutes of screen time. Now I wanted my money back.
You should get it. I don't think that was probably a very good movie.
Ugh. Well, what else can we hate
on? It can't compare to Top Gun.
Oh, and it cannot.
What I was watching, now I've started the show called The Old Man. And before you ask me who's in it, I can't remember. But I do know it's on Hulu.
Okay, well, that's good. I'll go look it up. I like it when it's like an actor that I kind of have known a while.
Not personally, but. But you know him from other things, and you for sure will, because I just feel like for some reason I want to say Jeff Bridges, but I don't think that's right. I don't know. Anyway, it's really good and kind of suspense-y. And I really like that one. And then the thing I've been binging like crazy this week is a podcast recommended by a listener, Jen Gustafson.
Yes, Jen is the bomb.
Jen Gustafson. It is called Your Own Backyard. Ugh. It is about the Kristen Smart case, and it was a cold case. And I'm not going to do spoilers, but it's super intriguing. And this podcast, when it was first released, I guess, raked up a whole bunch of new tips and a whole bunch of more information that's come out. And it's really, really good.
I cannot wait to binge that. I really have been in a sewing unjo, I call it. Like, there is just no sewing
mojo
happening for me these past couple of weeks. I don't even want to sit at the machine. It's always forced. But whenever I get into something that's super interesting, like a new podcast or listening to a book on Audible or whatever it is, then I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for it. Ready to sit at my machine and just listen, you know?
Definitely. Because you feel, yeah. Well, this one is so good for that. And she put it on her story and was like, oh, this is so good. And this podcast was part of like the impetus for, like I said, raking up new facts about this. And I was like, oh, I gotta listen to it. And I started it, and I can't get away from it now because it's so good.
That's awesome. Thanks, Jen. Appreciate you.
So yeah, that, and then my bucket hat infatuation, where I've just been down every bucket hat rabbit hole.
So guess what?
What?
I printed off a pattern, and I was going to call you the other day and say, hey, go get this pattern, print it off. Let's sew it right now.
Time, what is it?
Go.
Whose is it?
It's Orange Betty's, her free one.
Oh, I have that one.
Well, then let's sew it. Let's like do a sew along tomorrow on our phones. We'll just FaceTime each other and sew it.
We'll do it. Absolutely. Because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
What?
Bucket hat patterns.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Okay. So do you have a big head or an unusually shaped head?
I rather believe that I have a medium head.
I have a big head for some reason. Like I cannot handle most patterns because they kind of, they don't squeeze, but I can feel them.
Yeah.
So I always end up making the large, you know?
Yeah. Well, so I was going to say several of these have different sizes. And let me just say this.
What?
One of these patterns I purchased.
Yeah. And that's a good one. I'm going to tell you.
The LB Textiles.
Yes, that's a good one for sure.
I will put it in the show notes, but it's ELBE, not the letters LB. And it was not expensive. I think it was in US dollars, like $350. And I was kind of like, well, gosh, there's so many tutorials and free ones online, but I think it's worth it. It's like the, because I've got all these different patterns and I'm kind of comparing shapes and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but Orange Betty. All right. I'm going to find that one. That's one of them and we'll stitch it up.
Yeah, that'll be good. I bought one of LB's other hat patterns and made it.
Was it a visor?
Yes.
Okay.
That was also very well done.
That's the one I think you might have talked about last week. And I was like, and then I looked and was like, hello, bucket hat. I also got the mood. What am I trying to say?
PDF.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway. That's pretty much been my infatuations this week.
I don't know why I'm going to make one because I look terrible in these style hats.
No,
I look terrible in bucket hats. I look terrible in baseball hats.
Stop it.
The only hats I look good in are the ones from circa 1918 to 1945.
Bonnet.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to bring bonnets back. That's like 1860, isn't it?
You know I don't know.
I can't believe grown women wore bonnets. That must have been some kind of fashion.
Well, we're famous for just wearing whatever's in fashion.
I want to sew a bonnet and just see how it looks on me. It'll probably look amazing.
I'm not going to allow it. You can sew a bucket hat and see how it looks. And you know what? You just need to start wearing it and then you'll start liking it.
I have a question for you, though.
Yeah?
If I sew a bonnet, can I wear that to Starbucks when we go next?
Yes.
And you won't be embarrassed?
No. Wait, did you say bucket hat or bonnet?
I said bonnet.
No. I thought you said bucket hat. You almost tricked me. You tricked me.
Watch, next I'm going to roll up to your house in my pink bonnet.
Nope. I'd let you in my house, but I'm not going to Starbucks with you. And you know what?
What?
My kid works at Starbucks now, so.
Oh, perfect. That could be like, Clara, it's me.
And then I'll be like, see, Natalie's embarrassing you, not your mom.
Yep, yep. And then she'll think you're amazing.
She already does. Probably.
But.
Uh-huh. Sure.
What was our topic for today? Do you remember?
I think it was bucket hats.
Bucket hats?
Well, I don't know. Did we have a topic?
Well, when you say bucket, oh, I know what a bucket hat. Yeah, the one I printed off. Yes.
It's like
just round with a brim.
Gilligan. It's like
the old man on Walking Dead, the older man. He wasn't old. He was just older than the others.
Not this again.
What?
I don't mean old, like old. I mean,
I'm very sensitive to that because a lot of, like, have you seen the whole thing where people are, the meme going around is, oh, for people born in the 1900s. And I'm just thinking, is that how we were at 20? We were jerks like that?
Heck yeah, we were.
Jeez.
Sure. Jerks. I think the epitome.
Yeah, the epitome.
The epitome of bucket hat wearers in my opinion, was Gilligan.
Yes. I just have to preface with, I never really watched that show.
What?
No, I was it on cable? Why? I just didn't get it. I just didn't. I didn't see it on the TV, is what I mean. Oh, I didn't know about it.
You didn't. You weren't able to get. Well, it was on after like shoot. There was another show that I was just thinking, like Treasure Island, and or no, that's I guess I'm just thinking of the island.
Yeah,
Gilligan's Island. Oh, I know what it is. The dolphin. What was that? Flipper.
I didn't see Flipper either.
Did I get a whole channel that you didn't get?
You must have. I remember Love Boat. I remember V. I remember
what?
V. What's lizard people.
Land of the Lost.
You wait a minute. You never watched V?
No.
There were certain people. They were all black, like pleather, and they were half lizards.
No, I don't know that one at all.
Oh, classic TV show. Gotta look that up. It's amazing. I remember Knight Rider.
Yeah, but I didn't watch that.
I liked that car, man. That was a goal to have one of those cars. Never reached that one.
What, Kit? Kit?
Yeah, Kit. Yeah.
How did I know that? How did I know that? But I can't remember anything else.
Because that's how the brain works. It's a conundrum.
There is a pink bird in my tree right now.
Take a photo and ask it where it came from.
I'm going to try to. Hold on. Also, did you hear all that thunder a minute ago?
No, because I have fans running. I'm in my house.
Oh, but I mean like through the recording. I wonder if it's going to catch on the recording.
That would be cool.
It was a big old storm and now it's kind of passed over-ish. Yeah, I can't get this photo.
I almost bought pink flamingos from the front yard.
Oh, why not? You should have.
And then I didn't because I'm like, well, that's $27 I need for gas.
Oh, exactly. Wait, right? You can get those at the dollar store.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, because you know how they put them all over UW campus it's like a fundraiser or something.
Oh,
kind of a big deal.
Oh, I don't know anything here, obviously.
Okay. All right. No. Did we have a theme this week? Did we have something we were going to, that was kind of.
Well, I think we were going to discuss hats and we were kind of on the precipice of deciding which pattern we were going to sell, but we've already solved that mystery, right?
Yep.
So that's done. How about we invite the listeners to make one with us and then we all post our pictures on Instagram and it'll be kind of like one of those loop-de-loops but no with no pressure.
a little sew along this week.
Yeah, why not? Just impromptu, like no pressure. There's nothing to win here but your own self-pride.
Yes. I do need to win my pride back.
I do too.
Like I said, all of these patterns, every single one of these was free except one. So pressure to go buy like expensive patterns or or a specific pattern even or whatever.
And you know what? Just use what's in your stash.
Okay. So now I have written here repurpose/upcycling.
Yeah. Because we were going to do that. Remember, we're going to do a quilt together made of our ugliest fabrics that have been in our stashes forever that you always try to gift me. And I'm like, take that back where it came from.
Was it pickle colored?
Pickle zebra.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I did give you that.
I used it.
You should, because it was good looking. I just, who knows?
Who knows? But that's what we're going to do. We're going to use up our stashes so we have less guilt on our shoulders. Nobody needs that monkey on your shoulder.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that'll be our next little project so long as
yeah,
that comes so, up. This time it'll be bucket hat.
Yeah, let's warm everybody up with a bucket hat sew along. Just grab any old pattern. We don't care if you want to do a self-draft, do it.
Yeah. Okay, that's the other thing. I have a bucket hat here that Jillian got for a birthday present and I'm like, let's pass it over. I'm gonna rip a pattern off of it. So I'm gonna lay it out flat and I'm gonna trace around it and I'm gonna see how that compares to my other patterns.
You're so good at that. You're magical at that.
I do like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did for my quilt coat. I know. I need to post a picture of that too. But okay. So yeah, everybody this week, make a bucket hat. That's fun.
Don't forget to tag us. Yes. And then we'll start tagging everybody when we see them, you know, like sharing. Amy, that's easy content for you to post.
Oh, yes. I will share everybody's bucket hats that they tag us in. Or DM us. If you don't want to post it on your own, like I know a lot of people that listen have private accounts, which by the way, let's just address this. If somebody with a private account follows Seems Funny.
Yeah.
I always see that. And I love when people follow us and I always follow people back. But if you have a private account, I don't follow back because I feel like that if you have a private account, you probably don't want randos following you. So I, in the beginning, I did follow some people who had random or had some private accounts, random accounts. I did try and follow people that had, but a lot of people wouldn't approve the follow request, which is absolutely fine. If they're not comfortable, they should not, they don't have to, but so there's that. If you have a private account and you don't want to tag us, or if you don't post stuff on your account, because that's the other thing. Some people just have accounts where they go look at everybody else's stuff, but they don't post. DM it. It's a picture and I'll post it.
Yeah. So that's just good social media etiquette and rules. Anyways, I never follow private accounts for that very reason. I don't want to be all up in your biz.
Yeah.
You have a private account.
Your family pictures or stuff that you just don't want just everybody seeing. So no offense, I hope. I just don't follow private accounts. But if you tag us or DM it to us, I will share that, you know.
Yeah, unless you say not to.
Right. Unless you
but put it in bold if you don't want us to share.
Don't share. We share with Amy and Natalie only and not everybody.
Yeah.
That's totally fine too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fun. All right.
Tori's not impressed.
She's not?
No, she's looking at me with these eyes and her ears just went forward at me.
Well, she doesn't like the thunder that's coming.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Maybe she wants you to make her a little mini bucket hat.
She probably wants a bonnet.
Oh. Well, go ahead. Make her one.
You know I will.
I'm going to make a bucket hat with strawberries on it.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's the theme of my last happy box.
Well, is that a spoiler?
I don't think so because it's super cute and special. Don't they want to know?
I think so. I've seen it all and it is super cute and special. I kind of wish you had some extras. It's pretty cute, especially that one thing, which I almost just said, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think maybe we have like a little short ep this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's called for because everybody's busy and doing summer stuff and maybe they're just folding their laundry and now they're done and they're having their iced tea and they're like, girls, I'm ready to go. Can you wrap it up?
Well, let's wrap it up and you can go. Go get your lemonade.
Right. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about us, especially if they sew or if they like jibber jabber.
Nonsense.
Yeah, because we like it too. It's fun.
We hope
you enjoyed this, our little coffee talk, and hope to see you next week.
Oh, I know we're going to see everybody next week.
Don't forget to do the bucket hat if you want to.
Yeah, definitely. Please join us. We'd love it. All right, Natalie.
All right, Amy. I guess I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please follow us on Instagram at Seems Funny Podcast. That's SEAMS, Seems Funny Podcast. I'm Amy Borgelt of Tansy Designs, and I am at Tansy_Designs on Instagram. That's TANSY_Designs. And Natalie Santini is So Hungry Hippie. You can follow her at So Hungry Hippie. No underscores, no dots, no spaces. Just So Hungry Hippie on Instagram. You can email us with comments, questions, or suggestions at our email address, Seems, again, that's SEAMS, seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening and join us next week. We'll be waiting for you.